Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9, WAMW, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. Well, I've got quite a crew today in the studio, and we're happy to have them here to talk about an important topic. And first of all, I'm going to be joined by Professor Vanessa Purdom. How are you today, Professor Purdom?
Hello, Grant. How are you?
I'm very good. We're going to be talking about sexual assault and domestic violence and an effort to raise awareness on these topics. And I want to start out a little bit here, Professor Purdom. Please tell me about your background and what your involvement is with this effort.
Thank you so much for hosting us. I am the chair and coordinator of both the legal studies and the pre-law programs at Vincent's University. I attained my law degree from Chase College of Law, and that's kind of a connection for us.
Yeah, we were law school classmates.
We were in law school together.
That's right.
And so then after law school, I went and practiced in Oklahoma. That was a little too far away from home because I'm originally from Kentucky. And so we decided to come back to Vincennes. And I took a position about 6 years ago with Vincennes University and really, really embraced the student club, the Vincennes University Paralegal Association.
And we call that the VUPA, is that correct?
Okay. We call that the VUPA. And it gives the students an opportunity to give back to the community. There are like-minded students that are either in the pre-law program or the legal studies program, but it is open to all Vincennes University students. And April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we always try to specifically do something for April because as future attorneys or professionals in the legal field, they are often part of the healing process for some of these victims.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate your efforts to shine a light on this topic. It's obviously an important issue in many communities and also, and obviously in our community. I think what we're going to do is perhaps you have some students here with you, I believe.
Yes.
And these are all members of the Paralegal Studies Department, is that right?
Yes, I love to show off my students. I have the best students in the world. And today I have brought with me my...
Now they're laughing.
Do
they not believe you? Or
no, they believe it. They just get tired of me bragging on them.
Sure,
I'm like
sure.
One of those moms that can't stop talking about her students.
Wonderful.
I've brought with me my VUPA, VU Paralegal Association officers. And so today we have our president, Karen Mincy, our vice president, Carrie L. Shaw, and our secretary treasurer, Megan Zink. And this is really all about the students, Grant. I am the faculty advisor of the VUPA, but I am so proud of the efforts that these students have put forth in terms of organizing this march, in terms of taking a stand against sexual assault and domestic violence, and in terms of their willingness to take time from their busy lives to help us promote and organize this march.
That's wonderful. And I also want to applaud them for taking the time to do this. I mean, this is probably not a part of their normal curriculum. That is correct.
As a matter of fact, they don't even get extra credit for this.
Oh my! And I know, just from hearing what they said earlier, they love extra credit.
They love extra credit, but sometimes it's about being altruistic.
Sure.
It's greater than yourself. It's about giving back and doing something for someone else. And in a society that is very focused on me, I love teaching the students about giving back.
That's wonderful. Well, let's get an opportunity to meet these all-star students here. I've got Karen and Carrie L. and Megan. And, you know, let's get started talking a little bit about the event. And Karen, since you are I understand you're the president of the VUPA. Tell me about this event, and then perhaps explain to me how this came about.
VU usually does a 5K race. The Paralegal Association usually sponsors a 5K race, and this year that just wasn't on the agenda. We needed to do something different and more timely.
I understand, and look, this has really become a big issue in our country, in the news. I mean, it's very much top of mind. When Renee from the studio showed me this flyer, and we'll post this on the website so other folks can see it. But I was really interested just because it's something that you see constantly in the news. Tell me what you're calling it.
It's called the Vincennes University 400 Female and Friends March.
Okay, and how did this come about, Karen? You said you used to do a 5K, why this, and why not a 5K?
We're following up with the hashtag MeToo movement and the Time's Up movements, and the marches are getting the attention of our focus group, which would be like the 18 to 25 year olds.
Gotcha. So, and maybe also we can get we've only got the one set of headphones here, but maybe we can get some feedback too from Carrie L and from Megan about why you guys decided to do this. I mean, there's a number of different things that you could have done, Carrie L. Why the march?
Vincennes University, most are female freshmen students on average get either domestic violence or sexually assaulted during their first year. So it's really important to know that a march, we can make a flyer, we can do that, but a march is we're taking a stand to stop it. So a stand is that this needs to stop. So the march is a better idea, because if we have a lot of people that stands up, it intimidates the other people. And it gets the other people that are being assaulted to stand up, because most people do not report it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's most of the students in their first year, maybe in college, they're exposed to this, and it's something that they have to deal with. Is that right?
Yes. Most students, when they come to college, it's about freedom. They get that freedom.
Not around mom and dad as much.
Yeah, they go to college parties.
And they're probably compromised in one way or another. There can be drugs or alcohol involved, and that's when people make perhaps decisions that they ordinarily would not make. Is that right?
Yes. And 1 in 5 women compared to 1 in 59 men will be impacted by sexual violence.
I see. And when we talk about sexual assault or domestic violence, how would you, Carrie L., how would you kind of define those terms, or what does that mean for our listeners?
Sexual assault is any unwanted sexual contact. And in domestic violence is knowingly and intentionally touches a family or household member in a rude or angry manner. Misdemeanor.
Gotcha. So I don't do criminal law. I think I know a misdemeanor, what that means, though. That would be, that'd be less than a felony, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to be going into criminal law, Carrie L? What are you thinking?
Criminal law, maybe some civil, but mostly criminal.
Okay. Very interesting. Now, maybe, Megan, would you be able to tell me a little bit about the VUPA and what that is, and why you're wanting to be involved with the VUPA?
The VUPA not only gives paralegals a way to take pride in their major and profession, but also a way to get to know one another and promote a professional camaraderie that is a rarity in the field.
And so tell me, Vincennes University Paralegal Association, right? And how many students or people are involved with the VUPA?
We have 10 members right now.
10 members. And so you guys are the three officers of that group. Is that right?
Yes.
Wonderful. And what, you know, when you saw it and you decided you wanted to join it, why did you want to join?
I wanted to go to school for a paralegal for a while now, and to actually see a group that you could join, and anyone can join. It doesn't have to be paralegal profession. So I thought I would get to know more of my classmates that way. And
has that been proven true? Have you got to know your classmates? Oh, good.
Lots of new friends. Yeah. So that was a lot easier.
You guys seem like a friendly bunch. A lot of laughs and smiles. I appreciate that. That's not always the case with our guests. So, so tell me, why'd you decide you wanted to meet new people? Is that basically why you want to be in the VUPA?
Yes, and okay. Like in the same field.
Wonderful. And what area do you intend to practice in, or what would you like to do?
I would like to go to law school and maybe do family law or sports law.
Wonderful. That's very good. So maybe, Megan, tell me a little bit about the idea for the 400 March. And tell me how that came about and why you're wanting to participate in that.
We came up with the march because we wanted to give the female her voice back. She sometimes, like during the month of April, is our sexual assault month. So we wanted to hold it in April and let them know that if they were a victim of sexual assault, they're not alone.
Sure. It sounds like just from some of the other comments here that it's very common, especially when females and of course males possibly as well, but when females are starting college, there is a high incidence of sexual assault and domestic violence. Is that right,
yes.
Megan?
Some of the statistics are, by the time that they were 17 year old, 57% of women and 42% of men had experienced some form of sexual abuse.
Wow, that is that's a frightening number, to say the least. I mean, that's about half of people overall are going to be exposed to this type of thing.
Yes, and also rape is the most underreported crime. Estimated that 63% of sexual assaults are not reported to the police.
Wow, so that's an important stat too. I think that you probably hear about it frequently, but a lot of it doesn't ever get even reported, and I think that's perhaps why this is a really important event. I am on with Professor Vanessa Purdom of the Vincennes University Paralegal Association, along with Karen Carriel and Megan, and we are talking about this event that's coming up on Thursday, April the 12th. And Professor Purdom, what time is that event going to be?
The event is going to start at 5 o'clock. Registration for the march is from 4 to 4:50 in front of the Red Skelton Theater. And we, even if you cannot actually attend the march, there is an opportunity to support this cause.
Yeah, how would I do that, Professor Purdom?
We will provide you with a link so that your listeners can go to your website and actually just register and say, hey, I'm taking a stand against sexual assault, or they can, and that's $5, or they can purchase a t-shirt for $20, and both of those can be done online. Or we can provide you with a mailing address so that they can forward their payment to us that way. We want everybody to come out, but we understand that schedules, both of my kids are in spring sports, so I understand that schedules are sometimes a hindrance, but please stand with us. Even if you can't be there, you can go online and register. Go online and purchase a t-shirt, and that will certainly help us. The proceeds, all of the money.
I was going to ask you that. Thank you for bringing it up. Go ahead.
All of the money that we raise from this event are going to be split between two entities. The first one is Hope's Voice. Hope's Voice is a organization in Knox County that acts as a first-line response to the victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. And so half of the proceeds will benefit Hope's Voice. The other charity partner is the Larry Stearns Memorial Scholarship Fund. Larry Stearns was my predecessor. He was the chair of the paralegal program before I began, and just an all-around gentleman. I really appreciate the opportunity to continue his legacy by donating the half of the funds to his scholarship, which benefit paralegal and legal studies students by allowing them to continue their education.
So it's like a scholarship fund, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. The scholarship is awarded to a graduating legal studies student that intends to further their education in Indiana or go into our Homeland Security Bachelor's Program. Our programs, the pre-law and the legal studies degrees, are associate's degrees. And so I always encourage the students to continue their education. And this scholarship provides a way for them to do that.
That's wonderful. And you talked about Hope's Voice. Hope's Voice, is that a scholarship program as well, or what is that?
Hope's Voice is an entity in Knox County. It is an organization that is dedicated to combating sexual assault and domestic violence. Through DCS, I think I'm going to also provide you with a link to DCS. Each county has a designated phone number that victims can call and reach someone. It's the Indiana DCS Abuse Hotline is 800-800-5566. And again, there is a local number for every county on the DCS website.
And so that's a number that anyone could call and report an incident to. Is that right?
That is correct. In addition to that, there is the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. And that number is 800-656-HOPE or 800-656-4673. We want everyone that is a victim of sexual assault and domestic violence to have a voice. The theme of Sexual Assault Awareness Month for 2018 is Embrace Your Voice. You can prevent sexual assault and use your words to promote safety, respect, equality, and stop the violence before it happens.
It's an all too common thing, and honestly, some of the stats that you guys gave us, I mean, that's surprising to me that it's that common, but I believe it. I mean, so much of this that happens, it's unreported or underreported, and people just don't know. So this is a excellent event. I do have a question. Sorry, I cut you off there, but I want to ask you more about this flyer. So, Vincent's University, 400 Female and Friends March. Tell me why it says 400 female and not females.
Yes, many people think, oh no, Vincent's University does not know proper grammar.
I did not think that, for the record.
But there is a significance in identifying the race as 400 female and Friends March. Number one, we wanted to mimic the Million Man March. And the concept behind that is every female has a voice. Every female can be empowered. Every female that is a victim can stand up and know that with her friends, together, we can combat this horrible, horrible issue that people face. Due to the statistics, 1 in 5 women versus 1 in 59 men, we thought that it would be important to focus on the female. And again, just let them know that you have someone that is on your side. You have an organization on campus that you can come to that will support your efforts. In terms of why rape is so underreported, there are several factors. Fear of retaliation. Fear that nobody will believe them. Shame in terms of putting themselves into the situation. Pressures from others. And then a general distrust in the legal system. So we want victims and people that have experienced sexual assault and domestic violence to know that you as a female have an entire group at Vincent's University that stands behind you. And we hope that in solidarity, our community will come out and show their support as well.
That's very good information, and obviously it's a huge issue in Knox County, Davies County, but all over.
Absolutely.
Where we want to make sure that people are heard, that they get assistance, and so we will post those numbers and that information on the website.
Thank you so much.
What can you tell me about the purpose of this event? We talked a little bit about it, but maybe enlighten me on the hashtag MeToo movement and the hashtag Time's Up movement. What are those things? What does that mean?
And again, I do not want to dominate the interview.
Sure.
This is all about my students, so
okay.
I'm going to let the students
all right.
answer those questions.
No problem.
The hashtag Time's Up movement was started as a legal fund to assist those from the Me Too movement.
Okay. And tell me, too, I'm sorry, I just used the word too, but tell me what Me Too is and then how that connects to Time's Up.
Me Too is the movement where women stand up and say, you know, it happened to me too. You're not alone.
It's very common is my impression.
Yes, it's.
And you said it started as a legal fund, that the Time's Up is connected somehow to Me Too. Maybe tell me a bit more about that, Karen.
Well, we have a lot of Hollywood stars involved with the Time's Up movement. Reese Witherspoon, I believe, is the actual one of the actual founders. And it's because all of these women, well, not all of them, but some of them, it's because they don't have the money to fight it. If you're fighting your boss for a sexual harassment charge and you lose your job, you know, then you're back to square one. But if you've got funding to back you up in your fight, then it's a whole different thing.
That's right. It's an important issue, and I think it's gotten a lot of attention recently, a lot more than it has in the past. So if someone cannot attend and if someone still wants to participate, Karen, how might they do that?
There is an event on Facebook, and okay. the link is on that page, so you can register right from there. You can go to the VU website, and there are links provided there as well to register. We will do paper registrations from 4 to 4:50 the day of the event. And there's an open house at the Homeland Security Building Thursday night from 3 to 7, and we will be there with registrations as well.
Excellent. And just for our listenership, will there be any other events at VU or in the area in support of Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Tomorrow night at the Shercliffe Theater, there is something called Sex Signals.
Okay.
It's a unique combination of improvisational comedy, education, and audience participation.
So we're having a number of different items that will be available to the community and to the Vincennes University student community. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Also, the night of our march, there is the VU Theater Department is hosting How I Learned to Drive, which discusses themes of manipulation and control and the effects of sexual abuse later in life. And we encourage all mature participants to attend the play after the march, and it begins at 7 at the Red Skelton Theater.
Very good. Well, I'm going to give one of your colleagues here the last word on how they can participate and what this movement and what this event means to you, Carielle.
It means to me that anyone, me even looking at someone, it's four of us in this room. It could be five and one of us would have got sexually assaulted.
Sure.
And as a female in college, I understand. I had a lot of people that I've worked with, a lot of residents that I've deal with that have this issue and this problem. And I feel as if they can't speak, why should I can help them speak, even though they don't want to stand up. But I feel that having a group in a march like this, it shows other people that this is it. This is, we're not accepting this anymore. Like, we understand your pain. We don't feel their pain because, you know, some of us have not been sexually assaulted, but we wouldn't want us to happen to my sister, your mother, kids. We want it to stop. So it's really kind of a sensitive spot because I am a female as well. But at the same time, I've known people that went through this that wouldn't stand up because no one would listen. And I'm here because I'm listening.
Very good. It's a very good advertisement and commentary on it. And I really appreciate your time today, ladies. It's an important topic. And we're going to post this information on the site. April 12th, 2018 at 5 p.m. is the Vincent's University 400 Female and Friends March. Thank you, ladies, for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, General 95.9 FM, 1580 AM. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on Memories 107.9 WAMW and each Sunday morning on 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.